7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome in to another amazing day. It's Friday the 13th. You'll make it an amazing day. Heather Bachman is here. We're working on her head at the moment. Jennifer needs somebody to work on her head. Roberta Fasanelli, who has a hard time keeping her head on straight.
This is true.
And there's Mr. McFadden.
Here I am.
Is here. The new trailer for The Lone Ranger has been unveiled at the comic convention.
Comic-Con.
And well, I was spreading it out. It's called Comic-Con, but it's the comic convention in San Diego. 6,000 people yesterday saw the trailer for the first time, The Lone Ranger, starring Johnny Depp as Tonto. What you mean, Kimo Savi? I don't know if he says that or not. Is this? I'm not too sure whether this is, they're playing this straight.
Don't know what to expect here.
No, right? Not at all.
Is this going to be Captain Jack?
Captain Jack meets...
An Indian, right, yeah.
Okay, so Captain Jack meets, I think Armie Hammer's playing the Lone Ranger, if I'm not mistaken. My son told me that. Is that right? Armie Hammer, I think the kid who was the twin.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, anyway. So the clip hints at Tonto's craftiness, one scene showing him riding beneath a speeding train. And also, here it is, a peek at Armie Hammer as the Lone Ranger, Helena Bonham Carter as the Dame of Interest. What was her name?
She's kooky, man. She is one kooky chick.
Yep. Isn't even a Tim Burton movie. Isn't she married to Tim Burton?
She is married to Tim Burton.
But they're all friends, right?
Wow, Helena Bonham Carter. You should see Johnny Depp as... If you go to IMDb, they have a picture of him. He's got like a raven on his head, and he's, yeah. I mean, pretty wicked
crazy
looking.
Crazy face paint.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, this is available. We ought to post this. Why don't we just post it? Does that make any sense?
To what?
Yeah.
Well.
Sure.
Post it to Facebook. Can we do that? Lone Ranger, Johnny Depp as Tonto. Do you know what Kemosabe means, by the way? Who knows what Kemosabe?
Friend.
Do you even know what Kemosabe is? I'm looking at
Heather. I don't know, right?
And
I'm familiar with wasabi, but chemo not so much.
Kemosabe. Oh, pretty good. All right, Jennifer, are you familiar with the Lone Ranger at all? I have to remember that I'm not speaking to my contemporaries all the time.
You know, no. I mean, I know the Lone Ranger. I just don't know a lot about it.
Do you know who Clayton Moore is?
No clue.
No clue. Heather, you know who Clayton Moore is?
Not even a little.
He was the original Lone Ranger.
He was.
Really?
No, actually, Brad Beamer was the original Lone Ranger on radio.
Whatever.
And then Clayton Moore, who did the Lone Ranger better than anybody else. And yet, at the end of his life, he used to go to these Comic-Cons and other things like that, and he'd wear his outfit and his mask. And toward the end of his life, he was, I think, 73 or 74, he was told by the owners of the trademark for the Lone Ranger that he could no longer wear the mask because a new movie had been made or something had been done to regenerate the franchise. And with regard to that, he was taken out and they brought somebody new in. And it so disheveled and dismayed people who were fans of the franchise.
When he was stripped of his mask.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And it really bothered, it just really troubled people for a long time. I remember how troubled I was. I was certainly an adult, but it just bothered me. This guy was a Lone Ranger. How dare you tell him he can't wear his mask?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is not, though, I mean, an interesting take on it. It's not about the Lone Ranger. It's about Tonto.
I wonder who's playing Silver.
Silver is probably being played by Silver Jr.
Hmm.
Or the third or fourth generation Silver. Anyway, I thought this would be an interesting thing for us to peruse. Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Yeah, he looks pretty wicked, man.
Is he the one that said hi-ho, Silver?
Yeah. No,
hi-ho, Silver, was, away! Yeah. Actually, Richie, if you were to scour around there, you would... Yes, there it is. Didn't have to look too far.
I was trying to hold back, but I knew you were good.
No, hold back. Ranger rides again! It's not like Superman, but close.
Hi-ho, Silver!
a fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Ohio silver. Lone Ranger.
The modern version.
The mob version.
With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rides again.
By the way, this is really trivia. The voice of the Lone Ranger was a fellow who was a Boston native. Not the voice, sorry. The voice, actually, he was originally the voice of the Lone Ranger. Then he became the announcer when they brought in Brace Beamer. He was the only person associated with the franchise from the beginning to the end. He's not alive any longer, so he can't do the voice.
When
the
radio
movie.
Was.
Oh, stop it.
Starring Doug Steffen.
Shut up. Fred Foy. Fred Foy was the announcer's name.
Fred Foy.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so you're going to make fun of that in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, how do you not make fun of that?
Fred Foy. I remember meeting him one day. A very distinguished gentleman, very tall, great head of white hair, and great radio stories, because he was around in the era when radio was doing what it does now. It was all network radio, but instead of this kind of stuff, it was all drama. And he worked in Detroit, where they produced many of the what were the syndicated shows at the time, like The Shadow was produced at WRTY.
Yeah, did you like sit around and listen to that?
Yeah, I did to a point. The Lone Ranger was produced there. I know, I'm really probably...
I was going to say, but then he had to go out and move his horse because he was in a no-horse parking zone. So, he couldn't stay around the radio too long.
No horse zone.
Did they have cars back then?
What's that?
Did they have cars back then?
No, but they had dragons.
I knew there was going to be a problem with this one way or another. All right,
I will tell you, though, that there is a movement airing these shows on regular radio stations right now, and they're doing very well.
When I was running a station in Boston in the mid-80s, I put all the old-time radio shows on
it. That was in the mid-80s. I mean,
terrifically well. Like, and one-third of the audience...
Then you could see it being popular to an extent. It blows my mind it's as popular as it is.
In school
out here, they're doing radio drama classes even.
Yeah.
Which
Tony
I think is kind of cool.
Is listening in El Paso on KTSM. Hi, Tony. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Derek. How's it going with you guys?
Oh, well, I think we're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well also.
Are we under arrest or what's going on there?
Are you a police officer?
Well, maybe Jennifer. But anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jennifer in handcuffs?
Maybe I'd like it.
Great. All right, so what's happening?
I was just wondering if you could recall the commercial that they allowed Clayton Moore to do a public unveiling of the Lone Ranger. Do you remember that?
There was a... he did take off his mask for some product. I think you're right, but I don't remember what it was. That's probably something we could Google. But I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
Do you?
Because I don't. The only thing that I can recall of it was that it was a courtesy thing for Clayton Moore, you know, to remove his mask on television so everyone can see the unmasking of the Lone Ranger at the same time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that. I know how outraged I was that they made him stop, you know, going to these things and being who he was. It really bothered him. It was foolish. It was short-sighted on their part, for sure. All right, Tony. Great memories. Thank you for the call. Keep people safe in El Paso, will you please? Go arrest a few of those people running across the border.
Jennifer likes the pink fuzzy handcuffs, by the way.
I do.
Really, yeah. Perfect.
They're not so scary.
15 past the hour on Good Day.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
He only wanted to do his best, which got him elected to the Hall of Fame. But Jackie Robinson's best quality was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson, for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
18 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli. Hail, hail, the gang is all here. Coming up later in the hour, a discussion of something that Rich will really appreciate.
Ooh.
A brand new kind of burger.
Ooh.
A burger's burger. A burger's burger.
I like burger talk.
Also, we have a new LSD song of the day. Story today about a town that has become controversial because of sexism. They have designed two parking spaces.
Hey, this is my story for later.
Oh, it is?
Not anymore.
Oh, no, I'll say that. No, it's okay. I'll save that for you.
You will?
Oh, yeah, of course I will. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stories. Not like there weren't 900 things going on in the world that we can talk about.
Yeah, but this one made me really mad. You can tell it. It's okay. Go
no.
ahead. We've teased it now.
No, Well, I'll give you a little hint.
Okay.
They have designed special tricky parking spaces for men because women can't get into them.
What? What does that mean?
Women drivers' SU.
I can get into a parking space in New York City with 3 inches on either end.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Bam. Slam.
And I can do it in one try.
I did it.
I've had guys on the sidewalk watch me and walk away shaking their heads going, wow.
Yeah.
All right, here's our 2020 quiz question. You ready?
Ready.
There are 14 punctuation marks in English grammar. What are they? Name the 14 punctuation marks in English grammar, and you will win an extraordinary prize. 800-510-8255. If you're an English teacher, better yet. This is a good challenge, because when I first looked at it, I used to teach English, and I wasn't sure that I could do all of them. And then, of course, I looked, and now I know them all. So now you
this
figure
this is a great
out.
Game, exclamation point.
Right. 14 punctuation marks in our language, in the English grammar. 800. Well, you got two of them. Good, Jennifer. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Why do we sound so hip today? Love it. Other than that Lone Ranger thing.
I was going to say, this is the counter, the Lone Ranger moments. This is MC Yogi, Give Love, a special mix for the Doug Steffen Good Day program because we are so into LSD, which is laughing, singing, and dancing. Practice outreach is very cool. Love, there's no way to feel in this feeling of kindness and love's inside us. Nobody can sell this or try to buy this, cause love is priceless and it guides us, lifts us up and ignites us. Love can bind us and remind us love has no limit, cause love is timeless. Hate and fear will try to blind us, but love unites us. Nobody can fight this, cause love is righteous and it might just save the whole world from this global crisis. Throw your hands up, you know what the time is. Open up your heart and let it shine. You know,
all right, this guy has another song that I absolutely have to hear.
Yeah.
This guy's his name is MC Yogi, and I'm just kind of looking at some of his stuff on YouTube. And apparently he's kind of like this new age, lovey-dovey kind of, but he's trying to be hip and
relevant. The hip stuff. I was just thinking about this and figuring, thank you, Richie.
He looks like a 28-year-old regular, you know, pop artist.
Right. But what I wanted to present with this, and this is the way that we sometimes need to approach this, the fact that men can express love in a way that's acceptable, not always easily understood by those who don't have the ability to express. So I was thinking about Edgar as I listened to this.
Brought to you by Yoga Friends.
Yeah. There are all kinds of opportunities to laugh and live and love and to spread sunshine. One of the things you can do this weekend, maybe you watch a funny movie. Go to a comedy club. How many people have in their city a comedy club? Even though Richie will say,
D.C., yeah.
I would like to. I hadn't thought about comedy clubs for a long time until Mary Lynn.
I would never take you to a comedy club.
But Mary Lynn Reiskop, who was Chloe and with whom I traveled in December to Israel, I got her start doing stand-up in these comedy clubs. And I couldn't begin to imagine with the role that she played as Chloe on 24. Very serious, that face and all that other stuff. Part of her act now is making fun of her role as Chloe on 24.
Of the seriousness
but,
of it.
But she has this deadpan look. And I would bet, Richie, if I went to, I didn't go this winter, I don't know why I didn't, to see her, because she likes to go to the comedy clubs a couple times a week and just do funny stuff. But I think that's a way for you to enjoy. There are a lot of funny videos on the Internet, a lot of stuff like this on the Internet. What did you start to say? You found something else that you liked of his? You were just listening
to? No, I'm curious to hear. He's got one here. Got a song in here called Chakra Beatbox.
Chakra Beatbox.
Yeah. So right. I'm just thinking this has got to be interesting.
Yeah. If it is.
I bet it
has
to do chakra dancing.
Wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is from the laughter yoga class.
They put the word up there. Ham.
All right, the new burger in the next half hour, plus the answer to the question about punctuation marks, and somebody's going to explain Kemosabe to us 28 after on Good Day.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different. When they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible, the stories.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Program with Heather and Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, Doug. Before we get to your calls at 800-510-8255, Jennifer would like to update us on some of the extraordinarily important things taking place at Doug Steffen's social media sites.
Well, before we get to the important things,
Before we get to the important stuff. Before we get to something else. All right, so go ahead.
Okay, so you ready? Can I do a little laughter at 34 after?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is from listener Janet. She said, in a convent in Ireland, a 98-year-old Mother Superior lay dying. The nun.
Is this a convent? You said covenant, but I'm.
Did I really?
A convent.
Convent. I'm sorry.
I mean, nobody else is paying attention to you, but I'm paying
attention. Thank you for interrupting me. Uh-huh. Yes, and here's the Catholic in the group telling you that. Okay, yes. In a convent in Ireland, 98-year-old Mother Superior lay dying. Nuns gathered all around her in bed, trying to make her last journey comfortable. They tried to give her warm milk to drink, but she refused it. One of the nuns goes back into the kitchen, and then remembering a bottle of Irish whiskey they had gotten as a gift at Christmas, she opened it and poured a little bit into the warm milk. Uh-huh. Back at Mother Superior's bed, they held the glass to her lips, and the frail nun drank a little, then a little more. Before they knew it, she'd finished the whole glass down to the last drop. Her eyes brightened. The nuns thought it would be a good opportunity to have one last talk with their spiritual leader. Mother, the nuns asked earnestly, please give us some of your wisdom before you leave us. She raised herself up in bed on one elbow, looked at them and said, don't sell that cow. Yeah, because it had whiskey in it, Doug. You get it?
Oh!
I love it. Okay, also up there, chime in on, did you go to summer camp? And if you did, what was your favorite memory? So far, everybody is saying campfires and friends. That's been the trending topic there. And we're also asking if you could pick the ideal panel for American Idol, since everybody seems to be leaving. Who would you pick? Janet said John Bon Jovi, Faith Hill, and Will Smith. Rich said Steve Perry, David Coverdale, Gwen Stefani. I kind of like that. Gwen would be fun to watch.
She would be fun.
Yeah, Chris said that he just doesn't care. He hasn't watched since season one. Kelly Clarkson's still his American Idol. And Ken Mullins said that he'd like to nominate Rich McFadden, Mark Madigan, and himself for a panel. I'm guessing those are your friends, Rich. Yeah,
that would be interesting for sure. Yes.
I want Gina Carano to be a judge on American Idol.
You want Gina Carano to be anything, anywhere.
And there was, it's a point. So.
Yes.
All right, so we were earlier talking about the trailer for the new Lone Ranger movie starring Johnny Depp as Tonto and Armie Hammer as the Lone Ranger. And I asked what Kemosabe means. And the interesting thing is the caller with the answer is Jay. who is in Sutherland, Oregon. Why do I find the fact that your name is Jay significant to this story, Jay?
Yeah, I guess so. Some coincidence. Good morning.
Why? Why is it a coincidence? What's the connection?
The actor that played Tonto was Jay something. I don't remember.
Silver Heels. Jay Silver Heels.
That's right.
Was his
that's
name.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
And Kimo Sabe.
Yes, Kimo Sabe.
In Lone Ranger lore, it was supposed to have meant faithful friend.
Yes, it was.
In point of fact, it has no known meaning in any of the known Native American languages.
It's a made-up word.
It's a made-up
Native American word that was supposed to mean
friend.
Best friend. Confidant.
Best friend? Yeah, I heard it's faithful friend.
Faithful, best, all those things. Yes, right. Kimo Sabe. Kind of
BFF.
Who's best?
BFF.
Yeah, BFF.
There you go. That's what my daughter would call it.
Jay, who's your Kimo Sabe?
Who is my Kimo Sabe?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Fellow I've known since we were in the sixth grade, which makes it about 42 years now. It's a good friend of mine named George. Call him
George.
My brother.
Yeah,
but,
all right.
Yeah, that's my Kimo Sabe.
I think that's something for us all to think about. Who's your Kimo Sabe?
That's a good question.
Jay, that's appreciated the call. Thanks very much. 800-510-8255. Who's your Kimo Sabe, Heather?
I would have to say Melissa.
Melissa.
She is my...
I met Melissa.
My Kimo Sabe.
Yeah, she's cool.
She is.
Hi, Roberta. Who's your Kimo Sabe?
Probably my friend Mickey.
Mickey. God love her. I met her, too.
You know Mickey.
Yep, I know Mickey. How's her health?
She's doing great.
Good.
Yeah,
really great.
I'm sure. She might be listening. She listens to us every morning. Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
So does Melissa. Yay.
Hey. All right, we have the Doug Steffen fan club. Two people.
Well, you guys, your friends are much nicer. My friends never listen to me. They're like, we get enough of you.
That's right. All right, so who's your Kimo Sabe, Jennifer?
Probably my oldest and bestest is Trisha, my friend Trisha.
Trisha. All right. Richie, who's your Kimo Sabe?
Jamie, Joe, Richard, Jeff.
Pick one.
Oh,
we
come
all
on.
I have lots of Kimo Sabes.
One. Who's your one-est?
One.
Probably the one I hang out with the most would be Joe.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You would have scored major points if you would have said my wife, but you didn't, so bummer.
Well, you're talking about your best friend, right?
Okay. Yes. Aren't you supposed to marry your best friend?
Long-time friend.
Supposed to, but usually doesn't happen that way.
I just had this conversation the other day. How friends fill different interests. Joe and I go to baseball games and concerts together. And other friends, we may do other different things. And, your wife may not fill everything. You know, does Janet love to go to baseball games? Yeah, but does she want to go to every single Cracker concert that they ever come to or Better Than Ezra or something? No.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we go
to different things. What about you, Dougie?
Scroll down for answers. I think that I would reassess that because Edgar probably would have filled that role.
Here we go.
Proceed with caution.
All right, so next.
Well, that's the answer. And so, thank you, Rich.
Right.
We'll move on.
Next.
The question, and now is the perfect time to get the answer to the 2020 info quiz. There are 14 punctuation marks in the English language. Grammar, probably a better way of putting it. In grammar, there are 14 punctuation marks. We're going to take a stab at identifying them, starting with Eric in Leechville, Arkansas. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's Derek, by the way, with a D.
Oh, Derek.
Yeah.
We believe in hiring the handicapped here on the Good Day program. So we have people who are answering the phones that don't always hear everything. As you've noticed, Rich McFadden even doesn't listen to everything, and he's actually a part of the program.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Michael just puts a small D with a capital E-R-I-C on the line. Thank you. All right, anyway. So, Derek, tell us what the 14 punctuation marks are, please.
Well, last semester in college, I took the Comp 2, so I can remember.
Okay.
Hey, Derek, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Colon, semicolon, the quotation mark, exclamation mark, question mark, brackets, braces, ellipses, or the hyphen, the dash, the apostrophe, and the parentheses.
Did you look at your computer keyboard to figure this out?
No, I'm at work.
You're awesome. That's good.
All right. So I'm not sure we got them all.
I think I counted 12.
Yeah. I think we're missing a couple. You've done okay so far. Don't go away, Eric. Hold on just a minute. Let's give Mary, who is in Kingsford, Michigan, a shot at this. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Were you an English teacher, or are you an English teacher?
Nope. All right. Just a mom.
But you remember, never mind just a mom. Why are you saying that? That's silly. You are just a mom is the most important thing, no matter what other things are identifiable with you. Being a mom would be number one. More important than being a good wife, more important than being good at whatever else it is that you do, if you are a good mom, you will leave behind the most wonderful of legacies. So I'm giving you 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, however many points it takes to move you into that zone of feeling great about being somebody's mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How many moms are you? How many times mom
I
are you?
I have four children ten grandchildren.
Wowie zowie. All right, that's pretty
good. I'm very blessed. Yep.
Mother of 10 now instead of mother of four. That's how that works these days. All right, so let's see if we can have you find the items that the gentleman before
you
did not...
Can I stop you one...
You can stop me anytime, Richie. Yes.
You said being a good mom is more important than being a good wife.
Yep.
How much more?
I don't know if there's a grade to it. If there's a... I don't know. But I think being a good mother is more important than being a good wife. I think Tony was not a good wife, not of her choosing, but she was an extraordinary mother. And it was more important to everybody. It's more important to the children. It's more important to me.
That statement just made me stop and think for a second.
Well, good. Think about it, and you can get back to me. Or I'll get back to you. All right. Meanwhile, Mary.
Yes.
The English grammatical punctuation marks.
All right. I think one of them would be the period.
Yes, it would.
The question mark.
Question mark is two. Yep.
An exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark is three.
A comma.
Comma is four.
A semicolon.
Semicolon is five.
The colon.
The colon is six.
Okay.
Or the colon.
A dash.
A dash is seven.
Parentheses.
Parentheses is eight.
Quotation mark.
Quotation marks nine.
Brackets.
Brackets ten.
Apostrophe.
Apostrophe is 11.
A hyphen.
Hyphen is 12.
Italics?
No.
That's not?
Nope.
What is an ellipsis?
Two more. Never mind. You left out the two most obvious, frankly. You've done great because you've identified some of the most difficult, but the two most obvious ones you haven't used yet.
The two most obvious.
Two most obvious ones. At the end of a sentence, there is a...
Period.
At the end of a phrase, there is a...
Those little quotation marks?
Say again?
A quotation mark?
No. If you're saying something, by the way, comma. A comma would be what you would do after.
I know, a comma.
See?
Yay!
Well, here we get fired. Yay! All right, so that was a good exercise, right? You see, this is the kind of stuff that's extraordinarily good for your brain. These are the sorts of things, these brain games. We have our silly game that we play with Roberta sometimes. Mm-hmm. But these sorts of things are very good for literally getting the brain to fill up with blood. Because it's like lifting weights. The muscle the blood runs into the muscle. When you're using your brain, the blood runs in there to service because you're actually burning calories. I don't know if people knew this or not, but when you think, you're burning calories. Excuse me. So as you think, you need more sustenance into the brain, therefore the blood rushes to the brain. So I've just provided an extraordinary public service by getting everybody to think a little bit. Mary, aren't you proud of me?
Just the beginning of a wonderful day.
That's right, exactly. Hold on a second.
We're gonna... blood flowing.
Yes, the blood is flowing. The blood is flowing. Hold on a minute. Thank you. That's a lovely lady. 14 before the hour on Good Day. In a moment, the newest burger of burgers. We'll unveil it here on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
The federal government is now borrowing $58,000 a second. The politicians are destroying our dollar's value by printing trillions of them out of thin air. A new book, The Inflation Deception, explains how to restore an honest money system and replace today's inflatocracy. The Inflation Deception, written by monetary expert Craig R. Smith, explains how the inflatocracy took over our government and then shows seven ways to restore a free, prosperous America and protect your family. The key is safeguarding your life savings with gold. Honest, debt-free money that politicians cannot create or destroy. Call the folks at Swiss America today at 800-289-2646 to cash in on a special radio offer, a free copy of The Inflation Deception to every one of my listeners with savings to protect. Call now 800-289-2646, toll-free 800-289-2646. I promise you, you'll never see inflation or money the same way you do now. Call 800-289-2646.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, speaking of logic, who would be the most logical person to discuss burgers with here? Everybody agree it's Richie?
Oh, that would be me.
Of
course. Loves to grill.
I love my burgers.
So how many people know of the burger chain Slater's 50-50?
Never heard of it.
No. Really? I'm surprised. You've been to, the next time you go to San Diego to see Roger,
yeah,
you'll find one of them. And they're all over Southern California.
They have good food in San Diego.
It's called what, 50-50?
It's Slater's 50-50, huh. Really. They are mostly in, they're south of Los Angeles in Orange County. They have come up with an orange chicken burger, a pulled pork burger,
yes,
a lamb burger, a chili cheese Frito burger, and now the latest is a 100% ground bacon burger.
Oh, so, you know how good that would be? And so
bacon
rich.
Burger. This is for Americans who are trying to kill themselves in a faster, maybe
right.
Not so, a little, you know, sometimes this stuff is messy. This is pretty quick.
Wash it
you
down with
a
nice
healthy,
beer.
You can have a healthy burger. I mean, I wouldn't recommend the ground bacon burger, but, you know.
This is really disgusting.
I tell you what.
They have, by the way, they're working on something called the Mexican burger, too, I'm told.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's made from
cockroaches.
Ted Turner has one of his
bison burgers.
Ooh, at restaurants down the road. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. You want to
burger.
Talk about heaven.
But bacon, 50% ground beef and 50% ground bacon. Can you imagine how much fat there must be in this
Wash
thing?
Wash it down with a nice cold beer and it'll be all gone,
God,
man.
Oh, God, this is so gross.
Baby.
Hi. We have the, this would be good to talk about with Louie.
He's booking my airfare now.
It's 11, no, it isn't. It's 9 before the hour, also known as 51 after on Good Day.
I have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous treat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sort of tickle out of this. Hard to sit still. Most people are moving their heads around in some part of their body listening to this, even if you don't know what it's from. There's a challenge here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. I'm going to see whether first Heather Bachman knows what this is. You know what this is from?
Oh, yeah, the Muppets.
All right. A point.
I was with Heather.
Although,
yeah.
Although she's not really far
this
off.
Is they, the Muppets.
They, no.
Yeah, play this
not,
the Muppets.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But there were things designed in this scene, in this movie, by
sort of
creator of the Muppets.
Right. Sort of Muppetist. Frank Oz and Jim Henson.
They helped design some of the costumes,
right.
Correct?
Sure. Didn't they from the Star Wars?
Yeah,
oh, the bar.
Yeah, they created Yoda.
The bar.
Right, they did. This is the Cantina Band and the music playing in the bar scene of the first Star Wars, where Harrison Ford is among them and trying to make a deal.
What do I know? I'm drugged right now.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Yeah. All right, so anyway, Harrison Ford.
You know who did a screen test for Han Solo?
No.
At the same time?
Who?
Kurt Russell.
Really?
Yeah, I think he would have been good also, but obviously, you know, Harrison Ford's Harrison Ford. But
right. Yep. And Harrison Ford is 69 today, and they're working on the script for another Indiana Jones. Won't do any more Star Wars. What other franchise did he have? I always thought he could do
a Star Wars if they were to write one.
He did two Jack Ryan movies.
Yeah, I thought he was very good in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Right.
He was, absolutely.
Yeah,
he's great in Air Force One. I mean, in A Witness, and he's had a tremendous career.
Yep.
I was thinking about him the other day, Chucker, and what kind of an uncomfortable action hero he is. Like, if you think about him in The Fugitive and in the Jack Ryan movies, he's kind of got this, like I'm going to fight you, but I don't really know what I'm doing thing.
Yeah.
And then you think about him as Indiana Jones and Han Solo, and he's like fluid and perfect. And that just kind of dawned on me the other day how he took his action hero characters and was able to kind of really create a different feel for them. It really just kind of struck me, and I was like very impressed.
He's certainly an interesting personality, and
he's
very
weird.
Strange interview on a talk show.
Yeah,
he's very uncomfortable in front of okay, you know, as Harrison Ford, very uncomfortable.
All right, let's get to our quiz before we get to the movies that are coming out this weekend, courtesy of Chuck, our movie man. Here we go with some clues. You ready?
Right.
Have a list. You got to name the movie
we're
from
not doing
this
audio?
List of clues. No.
Okay.
All right, you are going to win something really special if you can figure out from these clues what the name of the movie is. Ready?
Ready.
Dead Dog.
Got it.
Would you stop it? Fred Gwynn.
Okay.
Got it. I got it.
Stephen King.
I don't have it.
Graveyard.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I had it at Dead Dog.
Right, yeah.
Did
you really?
I did.
Yeah, it's easy. Come on now.
You
all
had
right,
it
what would
dead
the audio
dog.
What would the, let's see what the audio clue would have been.
Get off my plate.
That's why we're not doing that, because we've done that 100 times.
That would have been easy.
Of course. All right, anyway.
Now it's get off my wheelchair.
Right. 800-510-8255. The name of the movie, I'll give you the hints one more time. Dead Dog, Fred Gwynn, Stephen King, Graveyard. Yeah. What's the name of the movie? 800-510-8255 for the prize. Chucker has what's coming up this weekend. What is coming up this weekend?
Just one film, Doug, Ice Age 3, Continental Drift in 3D. I have almost no interest in these animated movies. At my local, and neither does my six-year-old daughter. She just wants to see zombie and vampire movies. So, my local cinema last night, there were two midnight shows of Ice Age 3. Who's going to a midnight show of Ice Age 3?
Yeah, really.
I don't get that at all.
It's a little series of movies, though. The kids enjoy them.
I think it's in their contract that they have to do a midnight show of these major studio films, whether it's animated or not. Other news, 20th Century Fox has officially announced it will reboot its superhero franchise, The Fantastic Four. Josh Trank, who directed this movie Chronicle in January, that was a pretty good movie, has officially been in talks to take over the franchise. It will feature an all-new cast, Jessica Alba and Matt Chiklis starred in the original two versions. And rumor has it that Lionsgate might try to reboot its Twilight franchise after the next installment, Breaking Dawn Part 2, in theaters this November. Yeah. I think that's an awful idea.
All right, Sharon is in Fredericktown, Ohio. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
What's the name of the movie?
Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery. You are correct, Amundo. You get the prize. Chuck, have a good weekend. Sharon, have a good weekend.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.